Downtown. Them fi know you in a man puppy insane a play for the girl in your seat. Downtown sound. Represent for me ladies.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life.
One of the greatest, ain't no debating on it. I'm still levitated, I'm heavily medicated. Ironic, I gave them love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitating. Pop stars, do a leap with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all
the... Feel the beat!
Wait a minute, that's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop!
CKUT, yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your positive vibes. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Manchild, hitting switches, keep it right. The cipher on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do it my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Manchild and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves, love you Montreal. Tune into CKUT, always.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies. I want to point out first that I'm very happy to be here this evening, and I'm thankful for the invitation to come here to Detroit this evening. I was in a house last night that was bombed, my own, but it didn't destroy all my clothes at all, but you know what happens when fire dashes through it. They get smoky. The only thing I could get my hands on before leaving was what I have on now. It isn't something that made me lose confidence in what I'm doing, because my wife understands, and I have children from this size on down, and even in their young age, they understand. I think they would rather have a father or a brother or whatever the situation may be, who will take a stand in the face of any kind of reaction from narrow-minded people, rather than to compromise and later on have to grow up in shame and in disgrace. So I just ask you to excuse my appearance. I don't normally come out in front of people without a shirt and a tie. I guess that's somewhat a holdover from the Black Muslim movement, which I was in. And that's one of the good aspects of that movement. It teaches you to be very careful and conscious of how you look, which is a positive contribution on their part. But that positive contribution on their part is greatly offset by too many other liabilities. Before I get involved in anything nowadays, I have to straighten out my own position. And which is clear, I am not a racist in any form whatsoever. I don't believe in any form of racism. I don't believe in any form of discrimination or segregation. I believe in Islam. I'm a Muslim. And there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim, nothing wrong with the religion of Islam. That just teaches us to believe in Allah as the God. And those of you who are Christians probably believe in the same God, because I think you believe in the God who created the universe, and that's the one we believe in, the one who created the universe. The only difference being, you call him God, and we call him Allah. Jews call him Jehovah. If you could understand Hebrew, you'd probably call him Jehovah too. If you could understand Arabic, you'd probably call him Allah. But since the white man, your friend, took your language away from you during slavery, the only language you know is his language, you know, your friend's language. So you call him, you call for the same God he calls for. When he's putting a rope around your neck, you call for God, and he calls for God. And you wonder why the one you call on never answers you. When I was in the Black Muslim movement, they didn't have the real religion of Islam in that movement. It was something else. But the real religion of Islam doesn't teach anyone to judge another human being by the color of his skin. The yardstick that is used by the Muslim to measure another man is not the man's color, but the man's deeds, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intention. And when you use that as a standard of measurement or judgment, you never go wrong. But when you just judge a man because of the color of his skin, then you're committing a crime, because that's the worst kind of judgment. If you judge him just because he was a Jew, that's not as bad as judging him because he's black. Because a Jew can hide his religion. He can say he's something else, and which a lot of them do that. They say they're something else. But the black man can't hide. When they start indicting us because of our color, that means we're indicted before we're born, which is the worst kind of crime that can be committed. Elijah Muhammad had taught us that the white man could not enter into Mecca in Arabia, and all of us who followed him, we believed it. And he said the reason he couldn't enter was because he's white and inherently evil, and it's impossible to change him. And the only thing that would change him is Islam, and he can't accept Islam because by nature he's evil. And therefore, by not being able to accept Islam and become a Muslim, he could never enter Mecca. And this is how he taught us. And so when I got over there and went to Mecca and saw these people who blonde and blue-eyed and pale-skinned and all those things, I said, well, but I watched them closely, and I noticed that there was, though they were white, and they would call themselves white, there was a difference between them and the white one over here. And that basic difference was this. In Asia or the Arab world or in Africa, where the Muslims are, if you find one who says he's white, all he's doing is using an adjective to describe something that's incidental about him, one of his incidental characteristics. So there's nothing else to it. He's just white. But when you get the white man over here in America and he says he's white, he means something else. You can listen to the sound of his voice when he says he's white. He means he's boss. That's right. That's what white means in this language. You know the expression free, white, and 21. He made that up. He's letting you know all of them mean the same. White means free, boss. He's up there. So that when he says he's white, he has a little different sound in his voice. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I got back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it on any day. And so since I could see that America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood, and that this society is controlled primarily by racists and segregationists, and it is, this is a society whose government doesn't hesitate to inflict the most brutal form of punishment and oppression upon dark-skinned people all over the world. To wit, right now, what's going on in and around Saigon and Hanoi and in the Congo and in elsewhere. They are violent when their interests are at stake. But with all of that violence that they display at the international level, When you and I want just a little bit of freedom, we're supposed to be nonviolent. They're violent. They're violent in Korea, they're violent in Germany, they're violent in the South Pacific, they're violent in Cuba, they're violent wherever they go. But when it comes time for you and me to protect ourselves against lynchers, they tell us to be nonviolent. We should defend ourselves. And when I say that we should defend ourselves against the violence of others, they use their press skillfully to make the world think that I'm calling on violence, period. And I wouldn't call on anybody to be violent without a cause. But I think the black man in this country, above and beyond people all over the world, will be more justified when he stands up and starts to protect himself, no matter how many necks he has to break and heads he has to crack. I saw in the paper where they, on the television, where they took this black woman down in Selma, Alabama, and knocked her right down on the ground, was dragging her down the street. You saw it. You trying to pretend like you didn't see it because you knew you should have done something about it and didn't. It showed the sheriff and his henchmen throwing this black woman on the ground. On the ground. And Negro men standing around doing nothing about it, saying, well, let's overcome them with our capacity to love. What kind of phrase is that? Overcome them with our capacity to love. And then it disgraces the rest of us because all over the world, the picture is flashed showing a black woman with some white brutes with their knees on her, holding her down, and black, full-grown black men standing around watching it. Why, you are lucky they let you stay on earth, much less stay in the country. When I saw it, I dispatched a wire to Rockwell. Rockwell was one of the agitators down there. Rockwell, this Lincoln Rockwell. And the wire said, in essence, that this is to warn him that I am no longer held in check from fighting white supremacists by Elijah Muhammad's separatist black Muslim movement. And that if Rockwell's presence in Alabama causes harm to come to Dr. King or any other black person in Alabama who's doing nothing other than trying to enjoy their rights, then Rockwell and his Ku Klux Klan friends would be met with maximum retaliation from those of us who are not handcuffed by this nonviolent philosophy. And I haven't heard from Rockwell since. And brothers and sisters, if you and I would just realize that once we learn to talk the language that they understand, they will then get the point. You can never reach a man if you don't speak his language. If a man speaks the language of brute force, you can't come to him with peace. Why, good night. He'll break you in two, as he has been doing all along. If a man speaks French, you can't speak to him in German. If he speaks Swahili, you can't communicate with him in Chinese. You have to find out, what does this man speak? And once you know his language, you learn how to speak his language. And he'll get the point. There'll be some dialogue, some communication, and some understanding will be developed. And you've been in this country long enough to know the language the Klan speaks. They only know one language. And what you and I have to start doing in 1965, I mean, that's what you have to do, because most of us already been doing it, is start learning a new language. Learn the language that they understand. And then when they come upon our doorstep to talk, we can talk. And they will get the point. There'll be a dialogue. There'll be some communication, and I'm quite certain there will then be some understanding. Why? Because the Klan is a cowardly outfit. They have perfected the art of making Negroes be afraid. And as long as the Negro's afraid, the Klan is safe. But the Klan itself is coward. They never come, one of them never come after one of you. They all come together. Sure, and they're scared of you. And you sit there when they put the rope around your neck saying, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. As long as they've been doing it, they're experts at it. They know what they're doing. No, since the federal government has shown that it isn't going to do anything about it but talk, then it is a duty. It's your and my duty as men, as human beings. It's our duty to our people to organize ourselves and let the government know that if they don't stop that Klan, we'll stop it ourselves. And then you'll see the government start doing something about it. But don't ever think that they're going to do it just on some kind of morality basis. No. We only mean vigorous action in self-defense. And that vigorous action, we feel, we're justified in initiating by any means necessary. And when we say this, the press calls us racists in reverse. With skillful manipulating of the press, they're able to make the victim look like the criminal, and the criminal look like the victim. Right now, when in New York, we had a couple cases where police grabbed the brother and beat him unmercifully, and then charged him with assaulting them. They use the press to make it look like he's the criminal and they're the victim. This is how they do it. And if you study how they do it here, then you'll know how they do it over here. It's the same game going all the time. And if you and I don't awaken and see what this man is doing to us, then it'll be too late. They may have the gas ovens already built before you realize that they're hot.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions.
How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion are you? How deep is your love? Is it like Nirvana? Hit me harder again. How deep is your love? How deep is your love?
hot slap attack, front to back, in this thing called rap. Dig it like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night, all the time. 714, line, divine. Maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Quality, I possess some, say I'm fresh. When my voice goes through the mesh of the mic, the phone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen. If they all snap, don't need the police to try to save them. Your voice will see, so please stay off my back, or I will attack, and you don't want that.
Mind. Just a new lover when you know it's on. Okay. That's off top. Lap dance has got to stop. style. You play out your chick cause your game is hot. I did it too, Italian ice, my whole crew. Peace banging off my chest till I'm black and blue. We beefing, yelling on the selling by six. You reaching, then I heard the quarters click. Now your club hopping, keep the crystal popping. Use my chips and take the next man shopping. Hell no, must be out your mind. On your knees and your elbows, each and every time. That's why I love you, mommy, you run your mouth. Throw your legs over the bed, baby, work me out.
Something like a phenomenon. 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 Something like a phenomenon.
You was all souped up, but played it just right. Mommy, I was full blown, my game was airtight. I needed to switch up and get it in gear. It's a whole new movie, world premiere. Yeah, keep it jingling, no more mingling. A brand new year, me and you could bring it. I was sick and tired of the freaking night to moan. Boning in the mirror with my Cubans on. Let bygones be bygones, no more games. Hope all the chicken heads go up in flames. We in a brand new mansion with the lake in back. You got it all figured out, mommy, I like that. Collect chips, got his and her whips. To waste a quarter mil on clothes are sick. But you're worth it, play girl, it's real in the field. Say what you want, but keep your lips sealed.
Something like a phenomenon. 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 Something like a phenomenon.
Why your feet are stumping, and the jam is jumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
bar. Why don't you grab your girls and come chill with a star? He up in VIP, drinks on me, swag on tight with a gangsta lean. Everybody know just who I are. Yo,
girl, you know what it is.
Girl, you know what it is.
Follow me to the flow.
Follow me to the flow.
You can bring a couple friends.
You can bring a couple friends.
They can drink a little more.
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 Oh, you don't hear me though.
Oh, you don't hear me though.
They can drink a little more.
If you're looking for me, I'm with the I'm easy to see, I'm with the you know I love it with the that's why this one is for the
hey, you know about these stereotypes.
Yeah, I take a shot of Patron. Two shots, then it's on. Three shots, four shots, five shots. Oh shit, I think I'm gone. You see that girl walking by? She gave me them bedroom eyes. Later on, I'ma take that home and smack them bedroom thighs.
Girl, you know what it is.
Girl, you know what it is.
Follow me to the flow.
Follow me to the flow.
You can bring your friends.
You can bring your friends.
They can bring a couple more.
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 Oh, you don't hear me though.
Oh, you don't hear me though.
They can bring a couple more.
For some time now, yeah, yeah. Every time I see you, it's a different vibe now, yeah. Oh, I can't help but let you just slip away.
I'ma ride for you. Better use a gun or knife for you. I ain't finna choose a side over you. Yeah. If I ride with you, ain't nothing to provide for you. Ain't nobody in my life like you. Ain't nobody gonna shine like you.
Show me my love. Oh God, show me sweet love. Yeah. Show me my love.
Like it's Luke King. My show pack all the dimes there, but I be falling back from all the loose change. I drop the top on that new thing. My chocolate bra, they rock Gucci. Gotta know it's impossible to stop for Lauren. Got the box, I want the new thing, yeah. She gon' show out, before it's Wahala. Roll out, mmm, yeah. She gon' show out, before you break it down. Girl, roll out, what up?
If I ride with you, better know that I'ma ride for you. Better know that we can live for each other. That don't mean I gotta die for you.
Show me my love. Oh God, show me sweet love.
Feel like that. I'm real like that. Guess I'm chill like that. You got
gots to chill.
I got pounds and pounds of peas, you know. I'm that large professor, but I'm an extra pro. Punks jump up to punk rock and roll. The master peanut, the pistachio. The peas peak past the pinnacle plateau. Possess a fresh Porsche, I don't push Peugeot. Back in that paper, in the past I was pro. Get paid to rock mic saying,
this is called the show. Here we go, yo, here we go, yo.
Check the flow, yo, cause it's retro. It's my classic meta fucking festo. Lyrically I'm magic, fucking presto.
Ensuring hip hop like Gecko. Making sure it won't stop, baby, heck no. That's the what, the scenario. Reminiscing while I listen to the stereo. I reminisce. When it sounded like this,
I wanna go back to yesterday. I wanna go back to yesterday. I wanna go back to rapper, bro. Cause ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yang. Comment, tellez-vous, parlez-vous français. Adios, motherfuckers, bon voyage. Home where the liquid flows and liquid swirls.
Black eye, killer bees on the swarm. Coming to your college in Discord dorm.
Y'all can't touch my skills. I can switch it up a dozen seconds. Get higgity, higgity, ew, higgity, yes. Rapper, my style is unique. Higgity ice on my teeth, so it's cold when I speak. Word to mama, I'm in my own world. Galaxy rays, powerful.
I wanna go back to yesterday. I wanna go back to yesterday.
Worldwide, AGA, reporting live from Cape Canaveral, MK, Big Sack, this rap.
Back in time.
Equals black mask, huh? Black gloves with a little bit of rope to tie. I flipped it, black suits, yeah. White shirts, right. Black glasses with a matching tan, like Agent J or Agent K, and I wish the whole world would. Okay, I'm trying to make a billion out of 15 cents. Understand, understood, I'm a hope, yeah, mover, shaker, culture. Bury a border, record breaker, won't you? Give credit where credit is due, don't you? Know that I don't give a number two. Y'all just halfway thoughts, not worth the back of my mind. But to understand the future, we have to go back in time. They can try if they want to. What bitch saw a bitch roll? Look like dick saw a bitch roll. This for the big loss, I bet it all. Hip hop band against the rules.
Thank you. Far too kind.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll. Now what the hell are you waiting for? There should be no more, so for one last time, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than hoes? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's grateful dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the f*** you expect? Yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Bam your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open a hand with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations from these generations. Hardcore, do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise.
What the hell are you waiting for?
they pay you. When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From Marcy to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Except I take one for your team, and I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. A record sales, sold out concerts. Come up, you want this encore. I need you to scream till your lungs are yours.
And when I'm in Montreal, I stay true. C-Cut, 9.3 FM. Montreal, stay alive. Music.
C-K-U-T, the messenger. Teaching the youth about roots and culture. And tell the massive empty member, that's all I had even I got. Well, C-K-U-T, the messenger. Teaching the youth about roots and culture. And tell the massive them to remember Jah. That's all I heard in with I got. Well, 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the cultural radio station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
To say
T 90.3 FM. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It was just buffering me out. You know what I mean? Just wanted to buffer your boy right out. Like they didn't want y'all to hear your boy. You know what I'm saying? Like they didn't want I, yo, they didn't know I had a the world must know I have a bag of fire ready for you guys this week, yeah? The world must know some of a bag of fire ready for you this week. Them know how you feel the fire. Walk one higher, them know how you feel the fire. Me wanna know. Rastafari. Slassi. Send I. Fidelity I. Yeah. We're up on our real vibes, yeah? We're up on our real vibes. With a real tribe, yeah? You know what I'm saying? So, yo, shout out everybody in the building, man. Shout out everybody who's coming through. We got buffered out, man. You understand? Me not get, yo, trust me. We get buffer out. So, you know? They weren't gonna keep me away from the skanking. Not true, Bob?
I like. Kings and queens of the earth. This is the season to reason. Young and old, find your soul at the good time.
I keep on bumping. I keep on roaring. I keep on shocking. I keep on skanking.
We keep it skanking, yeah?
From the fire, oh no, no, no. And you can't take the wet from the water. If you can, I know you would. You should, I know you would. You can't take the truth out of our heart. Oh no, no, no. So keep on bumping, so keep on roaring, so keep on dancing, so keep on dancing, oh, so keep on bumping, and keep on dumping, keep on dancing, keep on prancing, strike the hum while the iron is hot.
We keep on skanking and we can't stop with them know so we have a bag of information for oh no. Them know. That's why they might try to bump we, eh? But them can't bump we. Oh yeah, bump. Not I and I, man. Like I and I, man. Hey, yo, we're up on a Bob Marley flex right now. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, man. Yeah, Bob's birthday is coming up. Bob's birthday is coming up. Yeah, Z, and this is the perfect time for us to be celebrating Father Marley, celebrating the music of Father Marley, not just because his birthday is on is coming up on arrival, yeah? But yo, this is the, you know what I mean, keeping the spirit of the rebellion open right now, alive right now. Yeah, while the fight, while the fam is trucking on. Yeah. Oh, you mean, man? Why the world is trucking on, yeah? Something for me truck at them right now. Real music, yeah?
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited. Go at the bottom. Where is one? And until
family, yeah, man, real rugged, real rugged,
yeah, Rastafari.
If Father Bob was here right now with us, what you think? What you think? What you think? Him there back up the Vox thing.
Until the philosophy with one right superior.
If Father Bob was here with us right now, what you think? What you think of God? You feel same? I'm back up this something, your man. Rasta, we have a real question for asking him. We have a real question for asking him, Rasta. What you mean? If Father Bob was here right now, what you think him would have got, yo? Which side I argument you think him that take right now? Rastafari! Trust me now. You don't know, so I have nothing fit me. Yo, mean half he means words. Them know, so eyes on my mean half he means words.
Until the philosophy.
Bob, talk to them. You know, I feel it's like Babylon tried this. I feel like it's like Babylon. I tried going out with we this morning. You know, yo, you know, see how me have to buffer out my things, them buffer out my things, you know, rather. Them buffer out my things, you know. Them knows I want bag of fire we have, you know, for today, you know. Them the one if they catch the fire today, you know. Boy, boy. Them can't stop with. What am I stop? Eh? What am I try? I and I. Rastafari!
Until the philosophy was old one with superior
and another. We say we ain't ramping with them. We say we ain't ramping with them.
And permanently discredited and abandoned.
I said big up.
Well, everywhere was wrong.
All of me warrior them on the road right now. I said me no business who vex with we right now, you know. Truth where I talk for them.
More significance to the color.
truth we are bring to them.
But not till that day, the dream of lasting peace, war, citizenship, and the rule of international morality will remain in that a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Well, everywhere is war. It's your war.
Talk to them.
We don't need.
Talk to them. Talk to them. Talk to them. Talk to them. Father Bob. Family, you think that joke?